You are welcome to the 5-minute daily devotion brought to you by the Living Throne Ministry. My name is Olusegun Mokuolu, and our Bible text is 1 Timothy chapter 4, verse 1 to 3. Now the Spirit speaketh expressly that in the later times some shall depart from the faith, giving heed to seducing spirits and doctrines of devils, speaking lies in hypocrisy, having their conscience seared with a hot iron, forbidding to marry, and commanding to abstain from meat, which God created to be received with thanksgiving of them which believe and know the truth. When the Bible says that the Spirit speaks expressly, it means that the Holy Spirit is saying this matter daily, regularly, in many forums, through several vessels of God. So you can be absolutely sure that this information is accurate and it is going to happen. Because while Paul was saying this, he had read in scripture severally that God has said it, and there were a lot of brethren around him at that time also that were equally saying the same thing. The apostles also said the same thing. Jesus said the same thing. So the Holy Spirit, even till now, has been saying that in later times, many shall depart from the faith. I want you to note that they were once in the faith, and he says they would depart from the faith. This in itself nullifies this once saved, forever saved messages. It just nullifies it. You wonder sometimes whether they read the scripture like this. They were once in the faith, and they depart from the faith. But there's something we usually miss in this passage, which I pray that the Holy Spirit will reveal to us today, which is this. If you look at those who are departing from the faith, as described in this scripture, they appear to be preachers. He said, seducing spirit, giving heed to seducing spirit, doctrines of devils. Then look at verse 2, speaking lies in hypocrisy. Who are the people that are speaking? Preachers. Having their conscience sad with a hot iron, forbidding to marry. Who can have that authority to tell you not to marry? Who can have that authority to abstain from meat? It's preachers. Brethren, the Lord is saying that preachers, genuine preachers, they will depart from the faith. You see where the problem is? I'm telling you, this is a serious problem. This is a serious plan in the kingdom of darkness. See, devil is very strategic. If you want to pollute the body of Christ, what do you do? They are preachers. Get their preachers. That's why, please, pray for preachers. They are under serious demonic and satanic attack continuously to ensure that they deviate. And you see, the way the devil will get them to deviate is through seducing spirit. You see, a seducing spirit or seduction is to deceive you into doing something. It will look like this is the right thing to do. So those spirits are going to be coming to be speaking to preachers and tell them that, see, David had two wives. So what is the problem? Why can't you put away this your wife? Or why can't you marry another one? What is wrong? And before you know it, with consistency, we begin to believe that. The scripture said doctrines of devils. Why did he say doctrines of devil? Because they will be coming like Bible teachings to him. So he will open the Bible, and then all he will be saying in the Bible that once you are saved, you are forever saved. Even if you are fornicating, even if you are this. Now, it will have an appearance of truth, but he will be saying it. He will wear suit. He will hold microphone. He will speak good English. And so you are not going to suspect that anything is going wrong. I want to tell you, majority of the preachers in our land today are already a victim of this. They are already deviated from the truth, and they themselves don't know. It's very subtle. It comes very subtly to them. It's not an easy thing to be a preacher. Notice what happened to Jesus in the wilderness. Satan was tempting Jesus with scriptures. Satan was basically teaching Jesus new doctrine. If Jesus was not solid and vast in the knowledge of God, Jesus would have subscribed to some of the teachings and doctrines of Satan, and then he will come and be teaching it. The same thing happened when Peter told Jesus, I said, oh, you're not going to die. That looks like a great message, a great motivational message. You are not going to die. You are going to live to declare and fulfill the purpose of God. That sounds scriptural, but it is not correct. Jesus was to die. And so Jesus said, get behind me, Satan. Brethren, be very careful who you are listening to. Preachers are the first target in the church, because if devil can corrupt them, he knows he has successfully corrupted the body of Christ. You must guard. That's why Jesus said, take heed that no man deceive you. You can please reach us on this number, +234 818 615 7852. Until next time, occupy till Jesus comes.